the Environmental Protection Agency does an about-face on a chemical linked to dozens of deaths, but health advocates want more. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. Lauren Atkins says her son Joshua was the picture of health.
He ate organic foods. He always stretched and did yoga and did exercises and was very outdoorsy.
He snowboarded, was an avid climber, and most of all, he loved freestyle BMX, stunt riding on bikes.
He found something that he loved and the bike became like his third leg.
But in February, Joshua Atkins was visiting his mother in South Connellsville, Fayette County, and died suddenly. He'd been using a paint stripper on his BMX bike. Lauren Atkins found him after she came home from working a late shift.
And I went upstairs, and I thought he had just fallen asleep working on his bike. But he wasn't asleep. He'd been gone for several hours.
A toxicology report revealed Joshua Atkins died from methylene chloride inhalation. The chemical is an ingredient in paint strippers sold at hardware stores and is also used commercially. According to data compiled by the group Safer Chemicals Healthy Families, methylene chloride has been linked to at least 64 deaths since 1980. Under the Obama administration, EPA had proposed a ban on methylene chloride, but that proposal was put on hold last December by the agency. Beth Kemmler with Safer Chemicals Healthy Families says things changed a couple of weeks ago. That's when a delegation of people whose family members had died from methylene chloride met with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt in Washington.
So they told Joshua's story and also the stories of their loved ones who they had lost. And just 2 days later, EPA actually issued a press release saying that they were going to move forward on finalizing the proposal shortly.
But Kemmler and others aren't waiting for the EPA. They're pushing for retailers like Home Depot and Lowe's to stop carrying products that contain methylene chloride now. In an emailed statement, Lowe says the chemical has historically been the most effective product option for removing paints and varnishes efficiently, and that the company does provide several alternatives that don't contain methylene chloride. Opponents of an outright ban say better labeling could help keep people safe. But Maureen Swanson with the Learning Disabilities Association of America says beyond these documented fatalities, there are other risks to using products that contain methylene chloride and another common chemical called NMP.
Pregnant women exposed to methylene chloride or NMP have babies who are at higher risk for learning and developmental problems, including ADHD-like behaviors. EPA states that children in the home, when methylene chloride is used, can suffer permanent learning impairments.
Swanson says there's no reason for stores to delay removing products that contain these chemicals from their shelves. In June, Lauren Atkins will travel to the Lowe's shareholder meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, to share the story of her son's death and ask the company's CEO to ban methylene chloride products.
My son's death is not going to be in vain. My voice is going to be heard anywhere anyone will listen.
There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple.